The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, one of the things that the focus, I suppose, in recent days after the attacks on Iran has been how dependent we are for our energy from abroad. We are currently in an energy crisis. Can we ensure in the future that we increase sources of renewable energy in order that we become more self-sufficient? Well, joining us now to discuss this is local independent Ireland councillor and by-election candidate for the upcoming by-election in Galway West, Noel Thomas, and Oisín Coughlan, policy advisor to the environmental pillar. Oisín, just to you first. We are hugely dependent on imports for our energy. Will that ever change, do you think?
Yes. I mean, I think we're already on the road to it changing, but too slowly. So we now produce about 40% of our electricity from renewables, which is Irish wind and Irish daylight. It's not so much solar. It's the daylight that matters. And we have long days from now till the end of October. So we are making progress, but too slowly. And of course, for cars, we still rely on oil. To a degree, you may have seen statistics that hybrid cars and actually full electric cars are overtaking petrol cars this year. So the change is happening, but it's happening too slowly. And as a result, we're still dependent and still at the mercy of all these geopolitical different chaos. And
at the mercy of our planning infrastructure, our planning system as well?
Sure. I mean, we definitely need better coordination and better resourcing of our planning decisions if we're going to actually, you know, develop our offshore renewables, which is where the huge potential is along the way. But at the moment, you know, it's still about 90% of our overall energy comes from abroad. And what this is proving, like the Russian invasion of Ukraine proved, is that depending on expensive imported fossil fuels is like, never mind the pollution, never mind the environment, it doesn't make sense from a cost perspective and doesn't make sense from a security perspective. And the government it's not following through on this, but in its programme for government, the government says it commits to radically reducing our dependence on what it says are imported expensive fossil fuels. So far, they're not doing that. They're in fact planning to build LNG infrastructure on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be buying LNG today. It's gone up 50% overnight and you'd have difficulty even getting LNG. So we're much better off developing our local
wind and solar, are they the two we should be focusing on?
They are the two, and I know this is going to come up now, and being able to store them. So battery storage and interconnection. So we are building interconnectors to France and more to the UK, to England, Britain. That makes sense because we can, you know, it does vary from time to time in parts of Europe, but the more we can share, the more resilient our electricity will be. And then storing both centralised storage points and in our own homes. If people who had were subject in the West to Storm Éowyn last year had on-site solar and batteries, or if they had been enabled, which isn't yet fully the case, to connect their cars, electric cars, back to their houses,
they'd be in a much better place.
Okay,
Noel Thomas, tell us about the project in the West that you are opposed to. It is about that idea that Oisín was talking about there of storing solar energy. Why are you opposed to it?
Well, first of all, Shane, I'm not sure that I'm opposed to it, to be very honest with you. As in my opinion, if I was to go back, say, 3 weeks ago, before I knew an awful lot about what was actually going on here in Craigmore in East Galway, I would have probably said that I was a big fan of solar itself. But then again, from that perspective, I was looking at the solar energy being created on the roofs of people's houses and stuff like that. And I've seen the success of that, and it's actually quite good. But in the case of this, what do you call this, industrial solar development that's going on in Craigmore, I got called by some of the residents in the area and they asked me to come out and take a look at the place. So I did, went down, visited the site, they showed me the whole thing. I've got to say, to be honest with you, I was quite horrified with what I saw. I mean, they've turned green agricultural land into a massive industrial black glass zone, which absolutely looks abominable is all I can say, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything like it. I was quite shocked. But in fairness to the residents there, they have sort of accepted at this stage that phase has got the planning and those solar panels are now going to be there. And I know there's talks of maybe putting up hedgerows and stuff like this to try and shield off the view of it. But, you know, from a certain distance, you'll still see over a hedgerow anyway. But the biggest concern they have down there at the moment is this whole idea of storing massive battery units.
Okay, just briefly explain what the concern is there.
Well, the concern is in relation to if a fire happens. Now, we've seen what happened locally in Clare Galway. A fire broke out there. There was hundreds of people had to be abandoned from schools and premises all around the local area. And what was the most shocking thing of all was I actually met one of the head firemen in the local station there who actually attended that fire. And he told us how three of his men were actually still out of work since that fire last year. And I asked him the question straight up. I said to him, well, were they exposed for a long period of time and were they wearing the correct protective gear while they were at the fire? And he said, yes, they were. Okay. And they still ended up in this situation. So the question has to be asked. Look, just quickly say it.
I know you were talking to
David W. Higgins earlier on, and he said that, you know, fires don't often happen in these cases. That's fine. They don't often happen, but they can happen. And that's why these safety procedures have to be put in place. Nobody can answer it. I've written to the minister. I've written to the chief fire officer in Galway. Okay. I've no response got back yet for any of the questions in relation to safety.
All right, your point. Oisin, is there a legitimate worry here?
So, look, nothing is without risk, but I guess it's a balance of risks. And any battery storage facility in Ireland has to meet European Union safety standards. We don't have Irish safety standards for the batteries you buy in the shop or for our electrical goods. Or we use European standards. And any installation in Ireland of battery storage at any scale has to meet the European safety standards, and they should be properly enforced and monitored. And then we do have to have contingency plans for what happens if there is a fire. But it's not the most likely outcome. And compared to depending on fossil fuels, the kinds of risks from solar panels that we've been talking about or battery storage are relatively low probability and manageable with good planning and good sort of coordination. So the other thing I would say is I don't know what happened particularly in Galway, but what's so important in all of these projects is that there's early and proper engagement with the communities so that they understand what's going on, that it isn't just this mysterious company coming in and doing something that's new and different.
Okay.
Without them knowing what it's for,
what
how it fits
the,
into
what
a broader
scheme. What about the point about a massive industrial black glass zone, is how Noel described it?
Look, people have varying opinions about the aesthetics of both wind farms and solar panels. It is different to the landscape we have now, but that landscape is different to what it was 100 years ago and different to what it was 500 years ago. There's going to be change, both industrial change and there's going to be climate change. We can't stand still, and what we have to do is find a way that gives us energy security, affordable energy, and stops firms like AO and Chandra becoming more and more like...
Okay, Noel Thomas, we can't stand still.
Yeah, no, look, we can't stand still, and I agree with that 100%. But I mean, just very quickly back to the fire safety standards again. As I said, if there's no issue with the standards, if they're there, then somebody should respond to me and let me know what they are and respond to the community out there. If you build a hotel tomorrow morning, the chances of that hotel going on fire is incredibly small. But yet there was a massive amount of regulations that will have to be signed off on by the chief fire officer before that hotel will even be allowed to open. So, like, it's basic enough stuff that you're talking about here, and nobody seems to be able to provide that information. And when we're talking about actual clean, real energy in this country, why aren't we looking at probably one of the best resources we have in this country, which would be hydro? I mean, the opportunities we have here for developing hydropower would be absolutely enormous. And I can't understand how you've got Oisin there speaking about, you know, like in his position, I know he was with Friends of the Earth there before, and I mean, they talk about still protecting places from being polluted. I mean, Oisin, can you understand that if one of these units was to actually ignite, you cannot put it out. It can't be put out with water, right? So the only thing you can use water for is to try and keep the unit opposite it cool enough so that doesn't ignite as well. And while you're doing that, that water that's running off is absolutely poisoned with pollutants.
Okay, all right. Let Oisin respond.
I mean, whenever there's a fire of any kind, it's a polluting event, and we should, you know, you described the management system for that, and we should try to make it as unlikely as possible. And you should get an answer about the safety standards. That's a fair ask on your part. But I want to address the other thing you said around the development of renewables. I mean, as we know, Ardna Crusher provided so much of our electricity needs 100 years ago, and was a massive investment on the part of the state, and served us very well. I don't think there's huge extra potential from hydro, but there is from wind and solar. To give you an example, already with wind, the issue at the moment is the grid. We haven't invested enough in the grid. Last year, we wasted 13% of our wind energy. So we generated it, and then they couldn't put it on the grid because there wasn't a grid connection. The grid is at capacity. And so we had to waste that and buy gas instead, costing us as consumers €450 million extra in gas bills because we couldn't use the wind energy we'd already generated. So we need to invest in our grid to be able to carry these renewables. And there's some good examples around solar. So we got the government, when I was in Friends of the Earth, to say that every school would be a solar school. And over half the schools in the country now have solar panels. So they're in the heart of the community. We need to radiate that out, so to speak, pardon the pun, and get more and more community buildings seeing the benefits of on-site solar electricity.
A very brief final word from you, Noel Thomas.
Yeah, so I would agree. I agree 100%. I have no issue with solar power whatsoever, but I have a serious issue with, as I said, these massive industrial solar panels in places where people are living. It's just not right. If these things were...
But there's always somebody living somewhere, Noel.
I know that.
There's always somebody living somewhere. So not in my backyard.
No, that's fine. But okay, if they're as clean and green as what people are saying, why don't we put them where we've got massive areas of state-owned land where they wouldn't be upsetting anybody in some of the state parks we have, our national parks? And then you'd find out pretty quickly exactly how green these things are. I don't think the Russian would be standing up
so
for
that.
So
we should put them in the Phoenix Park and in national parks, in Killarney at the lakes and so on. Is that your argument?
Areas? No, we've got some massive areas where we've got mountainy ground that's, Letterfax Park, for example, out in Connemara there. Massive area ground out there. State-owned property, not going to interfere with anybody. And there'd be a great testing ground to see how green these are.
Okay, we will leave it there. Noel Thomas, councillor, Independent Ireland councillor and by-election candidate in that upcoming by-election in Galway West, and an Oisín Coughlan, policy advisor to the environmental pillar. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.